The window thing.
Yeah, the window thing. And that was just to make it look better because I had the wrap windows and I had to put plexiglass and Lexan in for my wrap windows.
Oh, right.
So I just kind of wanted to make it look better. But it's funny because I took my trailer to the grand opening of the local Airstream dealer. Mm-hmm. And all those Airstreams had to have those stainless steel wraps because those lower panel wraps, they're made out of stainless steel because the aluminum dents pretty easily from road debris kicking up from your tire on your truck. And it puts all these little dings in there. So you have to have those stainless steel wraps. Then you have to have this giant hinge system so you can roll them out of the way to clean it and stuff.
Right.
And then, so people were looking at those, and they were looking at mine like, where are your wraps? And I'm like, this hasn't had wraps in 50 years, and look at the aluminum. It doesn't need it. They're like, wow.
Well, I've seen them in the 80s when they changed the alloy on the skin. I think those wrap protectors were either an option or they hadn't thought about them for a while until they figured out maybe they needed them. But I've seen some trailers that, you know, never had the wrap protectors, and it looks like somebody went at them with a ball-peen hammer.
Exactly,
Yeah, it was just stuff kicked up from the tow vehicle.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, so tell us about the different grades in the aluminum, why that's happening.
Well, the once it got into the 80s, they started making the trailer skins out of 3003 and 3004 alloy. It's thicker. It's thicker than the earlier stuff, the Alclad, but it's basically half the strength. Tensile strength, yield strength, and ultimate shear strength. So it's nowhere near as tough. Certainly works, obviously, because it's been around for 30-some-odd years, but it's not the same thing. But, yeah, it dents pretty easily. And, you know, I wouldn't want to have that. My 59, you know, is just like yours. It's obviously got some stone chips in it, but there's no dents or anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just interesting how the older one can be on the road for 60 years and look fine, and the new ones have to have this elaborate protection, you know. I guess they figured that out after the first few ones went out and got all those dents or dings.
Yeah. But, you know, we still see even the ones with wrap protectors, the stainless is all dented up. So, wow. I don't know where these trailers have been, but, you know, it's fairly thin stainless, mind you, but it's still stainless steel. It's not just aluminum.
So, basically, you don't need them on your 70s trailer. It's probably not going to help anything. However, is it possible to add those if he just likes the look?
Oh, sure. The earlier variant of wrap protector was, you know, they were, I'm not sure exactly the correct terminology for them, but anyway, they were about 6 or 8 inches shorter than the latest models. And what was interesting is we'd see trailers come in where that last 6 or 8 inches looked like somebody taking a ball-peen hammer to it. Not as bad as what's happening down below, but when you open up the wrap protector to do any work, cleaning, whatever, that that area is beaten.
So probably for his year, it probably would not be worth it, really, because it could probably just get more dinged up than and look worse.
Yeah, and they're, I think, retail are about $500 each or something. It's quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
Now the later ones, they go up to within an inch or so of the underside of the stone guard on the window. So, you know, there's a lot more protection there. There's no question.
Yeah. All right. Good question. Thanks for calling that in. Now, he called that in our voicemail, that voicemail line, and you can too, 707-533-4827, and leave us your question or comment for the show. So then now we turn to Colin to see what crazy thing he's got in his shop. Anything going on in there that we can hear about?
Well, there's always lots of things going on. You know, there's we've actually got a 67 carat.